And we want to bring you the latest on a developing story in Miami, where shots were fired on a jetway leading to an American Airlines plane that had just landed at Miami International Airport. A federal law enforcement officer shot and wounded a passenger who, according to reports, said he had a bomb in his bag. Joining us now from Miami is NPR's Eric Weiner. And Eric, what are the latest details as you know them?
Well, Madeline, the flight in question was an American Airlines flight, American Airlines Flight 924 from Medellin, Colombia. It had just arrived at the Miami airport this afternoon. Passengers were disembarking. All was normal. And then one of the passengers said he had a bomb. He was confronted by a federal air marshal who had been on board the flight. The air marshal told the man to get on the ground. Instead, this man ran off the plane, ran into the jetway connecting to the terminal. That's when he was apparently shot by the federal air marshal. That's what we know at this time.
And do we know what happened to the passenger? Was he injured or was he killed?
We don't know if he was injured or killed. There's a lot we don't know. We don't know who he was. We don't know his nationality. If he did have a bomb, we don't know how he got that on board. Civil aviation authorities back in Colombia say this flight left without any incidents, completely normally. There is one report that we're getting from the Department of Homeland Security that the passenger may have been, or rather the federal air marshal may have been alerted to this suspicious passenger by another passenger on board the plane. Again, that has not been confirmed. So really, not much information coming out at this moment.
Well, how routine is it for air marshals to be on flights?
Also a good question. That's classified information. We know that there are some air marshals on board some flights, but for security reasons, the Department of Homeland Security doesn't say which flights. We can assume that on many long-distance flights, there are air marshals on board. The reason for that is the long-distance flights carry a lot of fuel, and as we discovered on the September 11th attacks, a lot of fuel can turn an airplane into a very large flying bomb. Miami is a big gateway for a lot of long-distance flights, particularly to Latin America. The federal air marshals on board many flights, including this one, are looking out not only for terrorism, but also for drugs, Medellin being one of the centers of the drug cartels in Colombia. It's also extremely unusual, Madeline, for a federal air marshal to fire their weapon on a plane, or in this case, near a plane. I can't remember a case where this has happened in recent years.
And what's happening right now? Are the other passengers still on board?
Well, as far as we know, the passengers have been taken off the plane. They're being questioned by federal authorities. SWAT teams are still at the airport, but the airport never completely shut down. Only one of the concourses where this plane was located was shut down. Passengers would have noticed there was a commotion and there were some delays, but at this moment, apparently all the security checkpoints at Miami International Airport are open again, and passengers are getting on board flights.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Miami. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Madeline.
And to repeat the news, a federal air marshal has apparently shot a passenger who said he was carrying a bomb on board a flight at Miami International Airport. NPR will bring you the latest information as we receive it.